Dry this weekend, sunshine returning Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Oh, good. Are you the guy they've got coming in to read the disclaimer? Oh, well, good. Here, take this and stand right there, and when I point to you, start reading. Okay. Okay, three, two, and cue the music. One, go. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Pick it up a little.
Pick up what? I didn't drop nothing.
Just keep reading.
Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation. Yeah, that's it. Can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed. In detail with one of our highly qualified representatives. I got it that time. Prior to their implementation.
Okay, it's kind of last minute, so I guess we'll have to take that and go. I can't believe they sent you in here to read this.
Oh, they didn't. Well, what'd they send you in here for? Change out the light bulb in the men's room?
No!
Coming soon to a motion picture theater near you.
In these uncertain times, you need a financial advisor who will fight for you.
My tiger kung fu is better than yours.
A man who is not afraid to face danger.
You'll have to try harder.
A man who knows the ins and outs of money matters.
Come on, then.
You need David Earnest. He is the financial fist of fury. Trained by financial monks high in the mountains, David Earnest will fight for your 401k, your IRA. Any money that matters to you matters to David Earnest. Call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or visit his website at www.retirewithearnest.com. There are many people who want to get their hands on your money. Don't let that happen. Call 334-279-7431 and talk to David Earnest. He is the financial fist of fury. You've worked hard for your money.
You are most certainly improving.
And you deserve to keep every dime. But we all need some help sometime.
I guess I'd better show you. Watch me then.
David Earnest will help you keep your money.
I'll not show you again.
David Earnest is the financial fist of fury. From the people who brought you Crouching Savings, Hidden Interest, it's David Earnest in The Financial Fist of Fury.
Looks very interesting. You've done well. You've got the right technique.
Call David Earnest at 334-279-7431. You need David Earnest. He is The Financial Fist of Fury.
Come on, then.
And don't miss our second big feature, Abbott and Costello Meet Themselves.
From our super secret studios, very near the public library, so you have to be quiet when you come in. It's the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that asks the question, have you seen the remote control? No, wait, that's not the question. The question is, how's my portfolio doing? Well, you should ask David Earnest, because he's the guy who takes care of it for me. That's the smart answer. So sit back and pick up some smarts about your money from David
Ernest!
Dave's not here.
Oh, yeah. Dave's not here. He is on nursemaid duty.
That's it.
The lovely and talented Mrs. Ernest has had her knee replaced. I don't know what they did with the old one. I think they sold it as used. I'm not sure. But I think they're back home. I believe he told me they were on house arrest now.
They are.
And he's supposed to give us a call a little bit later on, so we'll be looking forward to that. We've got Luke. We've got Chris. Yeah. We've got Rick Bargeri is in the house.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
And I thought Seth was going to hang out, but he got out before I could ask him if he was staying or not. There's always room. There's always room for everybody. The more the merrier.
Angelo,
yes. There's always room for Seth Angelo. And Seth Angelo. I remember him. He was the guy I went to school with, Seth Angelo.
Mustache.
Yes, yeah. He kind of had that Howard Hughes look, yeah. Birthday today. This is the only one we'll mention today because he's only having it one time. It's today. It's his 24th. It's Ben Crash Cleghorn. Why do you call him Crash? What, did he wreck something or...
A few times,
so that he earned that, huh?
He earned it.
All right, so it's his 24th.
Well reserved.
24th today. Is he doing anything special?
Probably out with his girlfriend. Or his fiancée.
Ah, yeah, well, now, have they set a date?
Not yet?
They're working on it.
Working on it.
Okay, I've met her.
She's looking at venues right now.
Ah. Used to, I never heard of it. I thought venues where you had wrestling. But I guess it's now where they have weddings and stuff.
Yeah,
they could have it during wrestling. I know people that could. We could hook that up. We've got the lovely and talented Princess Leah with us tonight.
Hello.
And we've got some stuff to talk about that we really should just, off the bat, just get this going. We've got the big deal coming up on the 7th of February. I believe that's on a Friday night.
It is a Friday.
And it's
it's at the Davis Theater.
Yes.
Located on Montgomery Street, and it's going to be at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that we're having?
So, guys, we're having a Valentine's for Veterans.
Ooh.
And I was lucky enough to speak to the Chief of Voluntary Services at the Department of Veteran Affairs. And Earl Hawkins was seriously such a kind, generous man, guys, and he really cares about what he's doing, mm-hmm. and he cares about the veterans, which we all should. And Earl really wanted me to stress the fact that, obviously, it's free for veterans and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like a ticket or if you'd like to donate or sponsor, you can call 334-272-4748 and talk to Earl about maybe doing that if you'd like to help out with this wonderful cause for the veterans, just to maybe take their minds off of things going on in their lives. He's, mm-hmm. He mentioned like a lot of PTSD, suicide things, awareness, like maybe just to get their minds off of that and help.
Now veterans have a pretty high suicide rate.
They do, unfortunately. Yes,
they go through so much. Even the ones from where you think there's not a lot going on,
right?
Where they are, there is, and there's stuff that we don't hear about.
Yeah, they just see so much.
Yeah.
And he just really wanted to do something nice for their families and them, and just host this Valentine's Day dance thing for them. And they there's going to be Elvis. There's going to be live music. And just all that kind of good stuff. And David will be there. I'll be there. Rusty will be there.
Oh, my gracious.
Hopefully we can get the whole crew, Chris and Luke and Rick, there.
I'm sure everybody will be there in with bells on, which is, I never understood what that meant, but I'm going to get a bell and wear it just in case. I want to be dressed up just right.
We will be there.
Okay.
Good.
And this is on the 7th of February.
Yes, 7th of February. That's Friday at 7 p.m. on Montgomery Street at the Davis Theater.
Okay. Yeah. You'll be there.
I'll be there.
You bringing a date? You bringing your man with you?
Probably.
Okay.
He's going to be roped into this, of course.
Okay. All right. So we'll be talking more about that.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And what's the phone number they can call again?
The phone number is 334-272-4748, and that is Earl Hawkins directly if you'd like to donate or have a sponsorship or maybe get some more ticket information.
Yeah, or if you just want to come.
Or, yeah.
Just come to the dance.
Of course. And, yeah, you will have to have a ticket for that. It's free for veterans and their families.
Okay. Now, we've got that phone number.
Yes.
Another one is 2797431. That's the number you call to talk to David Ernest about your finances. That's about all I can really say about that, because that is what that's the only number you need to know.
Yes, and that's one of the most important numbers to know, guys. To get that portfolio checked on.
That's exactly right. 279-7431. And of course, David's on Facebook. What is the Facebook?
The Facebook address? Is Earnest Financial. If you just type that in, it should pull up. It's our logo, which is like a little hand that looks like a tree with money growing out of it.
I would like to have a hand.
With money
a tree,
ground?
Yeah, that would be neat.
It would be nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we wouldn't need David if everyone had that, though.
I'm just talking about me.
Oh, just
forget
you.
Everybody else. You know? But, you go there and check that out. And he has a website at retirewithearnest.com. And like I said, you can call him at 279-7431. Now, if you'd like to talk to Luke... Ooh. There you go, right there.
Luke in the house.
Luke is in the chair in the
Daddy
house.
Chris.
Yes, he got a.
Ooh.
We got haircuts today. Yeah. Rick and Chris did not, but me and Luke did. And Luke, you're looking mighty, mighty smart.
Sharp,
over there. Yeah.
Right.
And if you want to call and talk to Luke and get on the air and just talk about just about anything, 272-9228. And let's see what we talked about movies last night, and I don't know what's going on now. If y'all been keeping up with the clown show over on CNN and Fox and everything,
I have not.
I would just like to know. I would like to understand how much money has gone toward this, and I think we all know how it's going to end. How much money and time has gone toward this and been wasted by these people who are obviously living in some alternate reality. And and just, you know, I don't understand.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's millions of dollars that we're spending for something to fizzle out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we talked about last night, about how this is just going to fizzle, and really it's just a waste of time. And I think that we said that the hours are strange for it, too.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 1 in the morning?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, who's watching?
And on top of that, you know, they're paid by us to be up there representing us,
uh-huh. Right.
But yet they're billing us extra to put this farce on, you know,
uh-huh.
All those millions of dollars, you know. And it's like, well, what's extra money for? You know, they're already paid to be there.
And
why are they wanting more money to sit there and continue this?
And you got people like old Maxine Waters, who did one time call for the president to be assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She's still walking around. She's not in jail. What's her name? Nancy Pelosi. Somebody should really check on Nancy. I think Nancy needs to be watched after.
Well, absolutely.
She's nuts, man. She's.
I believe, didn't they say that she has a family member that's part of the Ukraine company also? Working for them and being paid?
Well, I think her son, as well as
Joe Biden's
yeah. son, actually yeah. had a job over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, and they did. Chris, they were actually on the Burisma, working for Burisma, that uh-huh. same thing.
Right.
Not only that, but also, you know, back a few months ago, Mitt Romney was really going after Trump and everything.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Come to find out, his main person in his political group
right.
that was working for him
uh-huh.
actually had ties to the Ukraine Burisma group. So.
And have you seen the picture of, what's his name, Prince Harry?
Prince Harry,
and
yeah.
And it's up under him. It says, y'all got any more of them Ukraine gas company jobs?
Yeah. He needs something now.
How dumb is that?
Man,
why do you walk away from something like that?
Yeah.
You know, well, call me up. I'll come over there and prince around for a day or two a week. I'll take time
absolutely.
Off and get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the palace.
Walk around, wave, and how y'all doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said I would have been a good vice president. Because the vice president
doesn't say anything.
Yeah, you're just there.
I could bounce off that. I could be doing, like, you know, Walmart opening and that kind of stuff.
Ribbon cutting.
Mr. Vice President, we need you to get over. I got this Walmart thing here, too. Am I going to be clear for that now? Because I can't come. But I tell you what, it's just I think, basically, it's what's her name? Megan?
Meghan Markle.
I think she's kind of the problem. And there was another one of those memes, you see. And there was, you remember when they did, I think it was the opening of the Olympics.
Right.
And James Bond comes out with the Queen.
With the Queen.
And they jump out of the helicopter.
Yeah, I saw
anyway,
that. It was hilarious.
They're walking, and you have to walk behind the Queen.
Right.
And so he's walking along behind the Queen, and they got a thing over her head. It says, just the woman, 007.
Just the woman.
The little red-headed so-and-so is mine, you know.
Yeah. That was funny.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, just let them go? And they got to pay a bunch of money back.
Yeah, right. $3 million for their cottage.
Renovation of their cottage.
Golly.
And I don't know how much money he's given up every year. I mean, you know, they get money from the government, but the thing is, they're a huge, huge tourist thing.
Oh, right.
They probably bring in billions of dollars from the tourists. But I did understand. I do understand that they had their stuff, their tourist stuff,
right,
was only at half price.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
You could go down there and get their stuff half price.
End up one day, it'll be at the dollar store.
It'll be at the Goodwill. You know, you can get
half price.
Uh-huh. Dollar Tree special.
Yeah. I wonder, did they leave a door open where he could come back?
I don't know. I mean, you would have to. You would have to. You know?
What if something happens to all of them? Like in that movie.
Yeah, they'll be looking for him.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? It was King Ralph, remember? Yeah. It was John Goodman, I think.
Yeah.
And all of them got electrocuted. He was like 35th in line for the throne, and they brought him
over.
Say
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good part-time gig for the weekend.
Yeah, it would be a nice part-time gig.
Yeah, you guys come with me. Y'all be my royal family. We'll be hanging out and doing crazy stuff.
Yes, that's why the Democrats get so giddy. You know, I was reading the other day that they were looking at now trying to find something against Pence, because that way if they can get rid of Trump, all excited about it now, get rid of the vice president, then Nancy Pelosi would automatically take over.
Right.
So they're all just all...
Hold that thought.
Jumping around.
We got David on the phone. Hold that thought, because I saw something the other day. David, you there, bud?
I'm here.
What can we do for you this evening, sir?
I am sitting here listening to you guys talk about all of this good and bad stuff. It's good that you're talking about it so that we can be more aware of what's going on.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, I find out stuff from everybody else, and I'm just kind of come in here and we all just pass it on to you.
The good thing is my wife's surgery worked out really good. Susan's surgery worked out real good, and she's got a new knee.
A new knee.
Wonderful. And,
It's a brand new knee, and it's going to be good in the long run because it's going to work better, and that's exactly what everybody needs. They need whatever they're working for or working toward to work better.
That's right.
And not to lose traction. See, the knee she had was giving out, and it was going, and it had done a lot, but somewhere down the road, it was just going to collapse.
Yeah. Now, this knee that she had, I worked in the parts business for several years, so that would have been OE, original equipment. Yeah. So she wore that one out, and now she was I believe she's retired now, but she was a nurse, so that knee probably got a pretty good working out years she worked as a nurse. Yeah.
She was a psychiatric nurse. And, she did everything, but toward the end, she was a psychiatric nurse.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you can guess why she was a psychiatric nurse, maybe.
she was
companionship.
Hanging with you,
I wasn't going to say that.
I think everybody at home was going, we know.
Somebody's going to say
that. And she's heard
all about this money stuff. She says, I hear it every day.
She's resting comfortably, I guess.
Oh, yeah, she's sitting here and her legs propped up. They got ice on it, and, she's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, to heal up. And, we need to be doing the right things. When I hear all this stuff about all this the political stuff, what's going on out there, they're fighting amongst themselves, they're calling each other a liar, it's just disgusting to see what our government really truly is. It's just pure gridlock, thank goodness we don't have to do this in real business. Donald Trump is a businessman, and he's not used to this useless energy. He's not used to this uselessness that they're doing. And, you know, I'm an asset preservationist. I'm not used to not protecting what I'm making as I go along. Mm-hmm. If I'm older, you know, if my clients are older, like 50 plus, I'm always protecting what they made as we go along, locking in. And, you know, I wish the government would look at it this way. I wish the government would pay, you know, use the tax stream that they have to keep paid up, to keep locking in and doing the things they need to do instead of going into debt and doing all the crazy things that they're doing. Because somewhere down the road, we're going to have the rubber band's going to snap. You see the stock market doing all these crazy things. You know, I'm reading all this stuff, and essentially what they're saying, what I'm reading, is that this is just history repeating itself all over again. The market's, you know, trying to top out somewhere, and the longer we go, the worse the potential downturn. So that's the reason why I keep telling everybody that if they are 50-plus, they need to really, if you have some serious money in your retirement account, you need to seriously think about protecting that serious money, or if it's all what you got, you don't, you know, someone came in the other day, and I said, have you ever noticed it dropping? Oh, yeah, this was an older person, mm-hmm. you know, like knocking on the door to 75, 80 years old. I said, have you ever seen it go? Oh, yeah, that you know, it went way down back before, and I don't want that to happen again. Because I don't think I'm going to live long enough for it to recover if it gets really bad. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this thing may go on for a while. It may keep burning, might keep growing for a while, but it just might turn quickly, just like it did every other time. It's never not happened abruptly, other than when it just kind of like, you know, goes down a little bit and kind of, they call it a correction, but those are the mild corrections. But no mild correction has ever happened when we've gone up this high and this fast for so long. And that's the history repeating itself. You better believe it probably will. You better believe you better be on defense mode. Don't go too far with it in the stock market. If you're not young or if you don't have so much money, you don't care, think about it. Your stocks need your portfolio needs to be used in the stock market. Potentially, you need to be using that in a great safe mode way. And you know, we don't want to be inefficient. We don't want to be inefficient. Just like we don't, our government has shown how inefficiency works, and it's just not a good thing, not at all.
Well, there
and,
you go.
But there's more important things than, you know, just retirement. We're trying to do things for the veterans. We're going to have a car show, a motorcycle show, some fun things. You know, life is, it needs to be enjoyable, you know, but if you stress over things, you can't enjoy things. And, you know, I don't want to be stressing over anything.
Well, you don't need to stress over your finances when you can call David Ernest at 279-7431. He'll stress, but very little, because he'll have it right as rain in just a little bit. So you need to call him up at 279-7431 and let him take care of it for you.
Yeah, let's don't stress. Let's stretch it and make it more.
There you go. And you're going to be back Monday night.
That's right.
Okay, now you're over there. You're taking care of Susan. You has she got you hopping? Has she got you moving around?
Yeah. Well, you know,
you got.
Yeah,
she got a little
washing the dishes.
She got a little bell that she rings when she wants something.
No, I'm not going to give her one of those. They would ring all the time.
There you go. But
not really.
But you get some good quality time together. Now, when is she going to rehab?
Tomorrow.
What do you call
actually
it?
Going to rehab.
Well, I don't, you know, rehab. I mean, physical therapy, I think, is what I'm going for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they started in the hospital today. You know, they did two sessions with her today. But tomorrow, she's going to go with her regular physical therapist that she's used before. Yeah.
Did you get
this? This is the first knee, but she's had other knees surgeries before.
Did you get the thing, the extra thing, where when she jumps over something, it goes, like the $6 million man?
No, but I tell you this. We don't know what's going to happen, and we're kind of curious about what's going to happen if we ever go through one of those airport things.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be pulled over to the side and you know, frisking me and everything like that. Usually I can get away with it, but I don't know what this is going to do to us.
I've got...
Because we got titanium and everything else.
I hadn't got that much stuff. I've got the stents that I have, and I have a note.
Mm-hmm.
I got a note in my wallet that's all official looking that I hand out, and it tells where all my stents are and everything. Because if they say it could set it off.
Yeah.
But Chris, she can't hear me, can she? Can she hear me right now?
Can you hear him? Let me hear you now.
She can't.
Out.
Oh, well, okay. Well,
never mind.
Mister, I'm not getting a Mountain Dew anytime soon. You know?
That's a Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew. We were going to sneak you a Mountain Dew, a Diet Mountain Dew over there, but...
No. Let me get the self-speaking right up. The Diet Mountain Dew's...
Ixnay on the Mountain Moo Day. Okay, yeah, we got you.
Yeah, don't take any pictures of me drinking Mountain Dew.
Man. Well, look. We'll be here.
You didn't even know I liked it. Okay.
We'll be over here with
Terry.
He
really doesn't.
No, he cannot stand him. We'll be over here with Terry tomorrow night. So you going to call us?
Yeah, I'll call you, and we'll talk about some conspiracy stuff tomorrow.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it. You guys are doing a great job. Every one of you sound fantastic.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, man.
You guys have a great evening and continue on what you were doing before I interrupted.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, who's deal?
Y'all take care.
Bye, David.
Wish y'all all the best.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's David Ernest. Over there at the Ernest Abode, Susan had her knee replaced today and doing well. Actually, it was yesterday.
Yes.
Right.
But she's home today doing well. And, you know, I think those things might set off
somewhat. Wife's got a, it almost looks like a small butterfly. It's titanium.
Mm-hmm. Butterfly?
Yeah.
Really?
In her neck, a plate in her neck.
Uh-huh.
And it sets it off every once in a while if they're, you know, pretty sensitive.
I used to set them off all the time for no reason.
Yep.
Just something about me. I don't know what the deal was.
Got that metallic personality.
I guess so. But I have not flown or anything since I had any of these stents put in, and I've got like five of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, they say it could set them off.
But, you know, I got a little tale about that.
What, the stents or the...
Well, setting off at the airport, through there. I won a contest at work, and they flew me and my wife to Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we had to leave Montgomery, and we headed down to... Texas, and then you had to catch the flight there to go into Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Now, you guys know me here in Crestwood. We used to work together.
Yeah.
I'm retired through the Montgomery Police Department here, so I'm a cop, and I got a badge, and I'm jacking off with my wife in the line over there just cutting up at the deal, making fun of everybody, and I'm going through the security.
Right.
And we put the stuff out there, and I go through the security, and it goes off.
Ooh. Ding,
and
ding,
like,
ding.
Yeah, then ding, ding, ding. You know, I'm like, well, you know,
the badge,
and, you know. Well, I didn't have my badge with me, but I had my paper ID and everything. So I set everything out, and it's like, okay, you know, nothing else. And took my hearing aids out, and I lay over there, you know, and I says, you know, hey, it has to be one of those things, no problem. So I go through again, and it goes off again.
Oh.
And then my wife starts kidding him. You need to get him. You need to strip search him. And lo and behold, they came over with the guns.
Oh, man.
And they took me out of the line,
man.
Took me in that clear plastic cage, and sat me down and said, I'm sorry, but you ain't going nowhere until you figure out why you're going off. You shouldn't be going off. And I was wearing, you know, cargo pants shorts. And lo and behold, I had to strip everything down. And I was looking through everything, and I found a little piece of gum.
Yeah,
and I still had the aluminum wrapper.
The foil wrapper.
And the foil wrapper in a pocket down there I didn't know. I was about in a panic mode, you know. I'm an ex-cop. And
your wife's egging them on.
They're standing with guns. Uh-huh. They're standing with guns. And I'm in a cage, and they don't think it's funny no more.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my wife's just egging them on. And I'm like, hey,
check
look
him,
at
check
you know,
him there.
there. Check in there.
Yeah, check him. You know, do a cavity search. And I was like, oh, come on. Time out. It was an interesting day at the airport with the.
I was coming back from somewhere one time, and, you know, sometimes they send you around your so-and-so to get to your elbow, you know. And every place I got checked, and there was me, and there was this young lady, and she was a very nice-looking young lady. The two of us got pulled out of line every time. And, of course, they took her in one room, me in another, you know. But then the last time I told her, I said, you know, in some cultures, we'd be married by now. And I never figured out. And I told somebody that they said, were you doing this? Were you doing that? Turns out I had a newspaper under my arm. And for some reason, that's some kind of a red flag or something.
Oh, really?
And so, you know.
Man with one red shoe.
Yeah, the man with one red shoe and a newspaper. I don't know. But they sure did. And I try to just be, you know, just. It's just something. It's like a cloud, like in the cartoons, a cloud follow me. So let's mess with him. And you see people going through, and you're like, you know, surely they're going to check this guy.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't. I was on one flight one day, and they brought these people in. Evidently, there was about six or eight of them on another flight, and they got in a fight. It was a family thing. And they brought three of them, and they put them on my flight where I was, and they separated them. Well, they got to yan back and forth, and this little old lady come. She wasn't a little old lady. This little lady come back there. If she weighed 100 pounds, I would be surprised, a little flight attendant. She laid the law down on them, and she told them, if I hear one more word out of any of y'all, y'all are going to be sitting up there in that airport till tomorrow sometime.
Golly.
Because we're not going to have this. If we take off and you start, we're going to come back. And they finally calmed down, sat down. I said, golly, I hope they don't act a fool. I'll get searched again. That's when I was. Yeah, I had a gun. No, I didn't.
I flew back from Guatemala one time, and I was visiting a friend's dad, and he picks coffee, and you know I love coffee, and so he actually wrapped up 3 pounds of coffee in 1 pound bags,
my goodness,
in black plastic, taped it up, and I went to the airport and checked it in, and when I was coming back into the U.S. There was a couple of people in front of me, and like they tackled one of them and like escorted him off to the side.
Oh man!
And so I come up with my bags and I put it up on the thing. Do you have anything to declare? Open it up. I said I got 3 pounds of coffee, and they're like, "Ah, go ahead." So no problem whatsoever.
I declare I don't want to get beat up. Yes. That's what I declare.
I promise it's coffee.
Leah, you have a
airport story.
Airport story. You've been flying around anywhere and getting in trouble or anything?
No. I used to fly airplanes.
That's
from
right.
the time I was like 14.
You've got a pilot's
license.
You know, you told me that.
Yeah.
Do you
still have a pilot's license?
I do not fly. So technically no now because I don't fly. I haven't flown in. Lord knows since I was 18.
You could probably still fly, don't you, Matt?
I mean, yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Like riding a bike.
I was on
just with a lot more instruments.
Yeah, and like you can die.
And you could die.
I was on the phone last night.
You get
some
over and stop.
Yeah.
William B. called me last night on my way home.
Right.
And I'm right out there by the airport coming down the Casado Parkway. And a plane is landing.
Right.
And it's like 10 feet above me when it comes over. Scared the fool out of me. I like to run off the road. I was in one of these, what they call the puddle jumper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming
yeah.
from, I don't remember. We were going to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And that was the first time Donna had ever flown.
Oh, wow.
And that thing came in sideways.
Yeah.
The wind got it. I mean, it comes in sideways. She says, is this normal? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
She was scared
no.
to death. It's,
no,
not.
It's not.
It's not very normal at all. And let's see. That's the worst thing, I think, is them coming inside. Oh, I was in one of those one night, and we flew through a hailstorm.
Yeah.
It sounded like the end of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, it was loud. Rick, you got any more airport stories?
Party of beautiful lightning storms, you know, they're sitting in place in there watching on it.
Yeah.
The part of it. But now, and interesting that you say you fly.
Yeah. You
I always had a fear of heights, and I never would fly until later in my life that, with family issues, I had to go ahead and catch a flight back to Illinois to get up there in a hurry to get up there and all. But that being said, I was on the police department, I was given a detail, and my job was to get on a helicopter with the state police to oversee downtown Montgomery to watch all the side streets for trouble.
Right.
And I sweated that like sweating bullets, you know, because of afraid of heights and never been on a helicopter. But right. if you guys have ever been when the flu went, it ended up being the most amazing thing I did in my life. Was it actually is. When I got up there, it was the coolest and neatest deal.
It really is.
Flying over Montgomery and the towns and the streets and how the pilot, you know, the state trooper pilot would come in and it's like, you're going to hit 15 power lines right here, and he'd just fly in there and land at Crampton Bowl and sit down. And it was... That was a lot of fun flying a hill, you know, being in a helicopter.
Totally different.
Well, this one's different, too. I've had a chance to do this a couple of times, and that's fly in a balloon.
Oh, I've never that's
done
amazing.
That. I've done that never a couple that. Times, and I did it once. No, three times. I did it once here, and we kind of flew all around, but I was down in Dothan and did it one time. He took me up to, like, about 3,000 or 4,000 feet.
Wow.
And if everybody's, well, how do they guide them things?
Yeah.
Well, evidently, the wind blows different directions at different altitudes. And so he'll just drop down here, we'll go that way a little bit, and then pull up there, we'll go that way a little bit.
That's
so
pretty neat.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, Luke will actually have a flight story after the 29th. He hasn't flown yet, but after the 29th.
Where is it you're going, sir?
St. Louis.
Yeah.
There you go.
You going to go see Sanford and Son? You know, Fred was from there, you know.
No, he's going to the Eagle Forum Conference. Actually, on the 27th, he's going to the Eagle Forum Banquet. You know, Becky Gerritsen and Sebastian Gorka is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 29th, they're flying up to St. Louis to the conference, and Sarah Huckabee is going to be there.
That's amazing.
And so it should be pretty neat.
Cool. That's
what I would like to do is go to Japan. With Luke,
right?
And all of them look. They'll see me. Oh, sumo! And then they'll see him go. Oh, Godzilla! Because you would be 3 feet taller than most of them folks over there. It's 6:38 now. If you've got something you want to throw out here, I mean, we're just. Filling up time till David gets back. We're just hanging out tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Terry's going to be here, Terry Adams, and we'll do conspiracy and
cannot wait.
It's always fun when he comes in. It's a lot of fun when he comes in. And then Friday night, I don't think I've mentioned it to y'all. We're going to do a rerun, so we'll just kind of. Be chilly. We're gonna be we're gonna get rerun to come in. Hey. and then Monday, David will be back, and we'll get back to normal, because this ain't normal. I'm telling you,
this
is not right. And I felt so bad for Greg this afternoon. He's over at Baumhauer's this afternoon.
Yeah.
But you know, he really this whole thing with Adam Schiff and all this stuff just really gets to him. And I felt so bad for him on the way in. I told him, I said, dude, it's gonna be okay. It will be all right, I believe. I just don't see anything coming from this.
I think after the dust clears, it's just going to end up being nothing. Like like Lee was saying, a nothing burger.
But the
one more nothing burger.
The thing is, when this finishes, they're going to start up again.
Oh, yeah.
I would fix that somehow. I would. All we can do is get these people voted out of office somehow, because I really believe they're crazy.
Yeah, it's going to take another year for the election cycle to come around, though,
right,
try to do something about it. But.
You look at this, though. You look at these people that were look at Ted Kennedy.
Right.
Ted Kennedy was up there 42 years after he drowned this morning.
After he killed him.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you got to do to be unelectable as a Democrat?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That's an automatic given.
It's you know, if you got D behind your name, you're golden.
You're good.
Like Northam, the Virginia governor who's was in blackface or either in a Klan outfit, one of the two, we don't know for sure.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
And you know, the comments that he made about abortion, late term, and even, everything else. And then the guns. It's like this guy can't do any wrong. You know, I talked to a guy that's from Virginia, actually from Richmond.
Yeah.
The other day, he's down doing some investment property out in Lowndes County. And he was saying, because Richmond is basically a suburb of D.C., after Obama got out of office, they all moved from D.C. down to Richmond, mm-hmm. and it's just they voted them all in, and everything is changing. And the Virginians are waking up and going, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, from the rally the other day, you know, they did the lobby day thing in the rally, and there was over 20,000 people with guns, you know, nothing happened, no one was arrested. They even cleaned up after the rally, but the next day they still passed the laws, you know, that everybody was up in arms about.
So. Mm. Yes. And the things Americans have to wake up and realize is it's the complacency
that brings this on.
It does.
Go back in history and all the countries, you know, that
you're
came up through
right,
time.
Absolutely.
And everybody sat back and, well, it don't affect me, and I'll let mm-hmm. just it's mm-hmm. somebody else, yeah. and we won't right. worry with it. Well, and then it grows and it grows.
And then it shoots.
And the next thing you know, you know, you're outvoted, you're over, and you're doing this crazy stuff that you never dreamed could ever happen in life, and you're there.
Well,
and that's what's happening.
It's like Nazi Germany, you know, says just drop your gun in that barrel, then step up the little plank up there into the boxcar.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much the way it worked out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
that
we're going to protect you.
Exactly.
It's, you don't need guns. We're going to protect you. You're safe. And the next thing, they're executing everybody.
Which right. is all subjective. Mm-hmm. That's what kills me. I'm a libertarian. And it kills me that the laws that get passed, you're all these laws are based on, are all subjective. So, you know, what offends me might not offend you, what mm-hmm. might not offend you. And it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
But yet, they pass those laws. And like somebody said the other day was, you know, you can vote communism and socialism out in,
uh-huh.
but you have to shoot your way out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because yeah. they're not going to relinquish
no,
it. You know?
They're not.
You know, the Second Amendment just doesn't say you can have a gun. Basically, I think what it says is it is to keep the government
right.
in line.
In check, yeah.
If you've got your guns and you've got to go take the government back from right. the government, that's what that's for.
What the Second Amendment is
and
for.
So that makes me think, well, you know, if they don't want us to have guns.
Right.
That means that they don't want to give it back.
Right.
You know, it's like a brick in the wall. You know, it's just another one.
Exactly.
And they're building towards something.
Of course.
You know, and it's just crazy.
It is crazy.
And of course, you know, there are people who. I think they're scared of guns.
Oh yeah.
Because you know we were talking about it the other day. I think I got the first 22 rifle I ever got.
Right.
I was probably 9 or 10 years old. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And my brother was 5 or 6. He got one too.
Right.
My daddy would take us out
mm-hmm.
and he would put the bullets in the rifle and say, point it down there. Don't point it at me. No, right. I said, don't point it at me. Shoot the can or the target down there. And we would shoot that. We'd just have a big old time.
Right.
And then he would put the bullets away.
Right.
And he would take the guns and show us how to clean them up and then put them away.
Right. Yeah.
We didn't have
Well, you know, that's one of the laws that mm-hmm. they were talking about in Virginia was they were trying to limit the age of access that a parent could teach a child
that's crazy.
The safety of a gun.
I understood that they were trying to outlaw martial arts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things because it actually affects how you can protect yourself. It was a broad-based law mm-hmm. that they were trying to pass as far as the way that you can protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
which I think is ridiculous.
It's
I mean,
nuts.
You should use every means necessary to protect. I mean, Rick
agree.
Can
agree.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And, you know, one of the backdoor bills, in addition to the guns over there in Virginia right now, is that they're trying to do away with the Electoral College
right.
in Virginia.
Yes.
It's even if they win the electoral vote for the president, it goes to the popular vote
right.
and give it away, irregardless of what the people in that state
and
want.
Virginia's
and they're
the
sneaking
only one
that in the back
that.
Door with this
mm-hmm.
bill
yeah.
well,
through the gun measures,
didn't that
too.
Pretty much work for about 250 years? I mean, we've had that, and then they lose right. this election. Well, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, I have seen so much in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder, I mean, is there something in the water up there
right.
in D.C.? Are they all possessed by the devil?
Mm.
Are they just crazy? What is going on with these folks? And, you know, it's like I've been kind of worried here lately. You hadn't heard much out of Hillary.
No.
Right.
You hadn't heard much out of Obama. And, well, you know, she got some kind of deal over in Ireland. She's the chancellor of some sort of...
Oh, my goodness.
And I think it's like a it's an honorary position. Right. But if she's over there and they decide to prosecute her, they can't extradite her from there.
Exactly.
They have, like, this extradition thing for political stuff.
She would be a dignitary of that country.
And this thing where he bought this mansion down there and he preached for... all those years he was down there,
the water's
going to be up there.
And he gets a seaside villa in Martha's Vineyard.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And then they go back and they find where, you know, something that President Trump has done, and, oh, it's awful, it's terrible, and you go back 10, 15 years and you find where they were all for that.
Doing the same
thing. Yeah, of course.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
that's
what,
how they work.
What I cannot still wrap my head around is the fact that they're upset at Trump over a phone call, and you've got Biden on tape, on video, saying, you know,
the same
all
thing.
The stuff that he said, and actually the quid pro quo that, you know, that was the word of the month for for a couple of months
ago. Well, you know,
it's like, it's there.
Yeah, I think it all boils down.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah.
Well, he did it.
And it's like, that's okay.
It all boils down to the
fact. He thought about it. We're going to get you.
He's got hairy legs.
Yeah,
he's that's the only thing that's
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he's got hairy legs. 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call and throw your 2 cents in here. And let's see, what else is going on? We've talked about, let's talk about that again. We need to talk about the dance again.
The dance. So, like we said, guys, it's Friday, February 7th on Montgomery Street, the Davis Theater, and it's free to all veterans and their families. And if you want to donate or maybe become a sponsor, help your local veterans and their families, the phone number is 334-272-4748 to talk to Earl Hawkins, who is in charge of that.
So it's not the Sadie Hawkins dance, it's the Earl Hawkins dance.
Yes, yes.
Now, do you know what a Sadie Hawkins
is? I do. I've heard of them.
Oh, my gracious.
We didn't. Now, did we have them? No.
Okay.
I never participated in
one. Oh, okay. All right. Whatever. But I'll be there.
I'll be there.
We'll be there.
I hope all these fellas will be there.
I hope everybody else will.
And Freed will be there.
Lovely Miss Freed will be there.
Miss Freed will be the witch will be there. our favorite witch will be there.
Okay. I had to think. She was an elf last year.
She was an elf. She's still on the elf mode. No, not to me, but the witch.
You better.
I will get in trouble.
Let me get your mic now just to save you a whooping when you get home. We're doing all these goodies. What else is going on? He talked about the car show. We haven't gotten that together,
but I think Rick might want to mention something about that.
What's
maybe?
That?
Yeah. Well, if I can get off, and you have to help me in this, and this is catching you off cold anyway.
I'll help you as much as I can.
My life has been about cars, and I've been a car nut since I've been 15 years old. Mm-hmm. My cousin, about three years older than me, he was, and started me into hot rods all my life. So I've had hot rods and cars all my life
Drag
long.
Race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I race continually. My thing in life has been kind of opposite of David, but I have met David as of recent, and I am actually a client of David now, and highly, highly recommend his services on there. But my whole life has been a financial distributionist of money. I have spent all my money as opposed to saving it up. And it's like, you don't know when it's happening in life, but when you're 15 and 16 and 20s and growing up, I think I have owned everything that has now worth tens of 20s to $100,000. But I bought them for $200 and $300 in my time back in the day. My first car was a 55 Chevrolet two-door,
that's a beautiful car.
I got kicked in, I'll just say, butt by my dad because I didn't have approval. I bought it for $50. And me and my cousin, my older cousin, we drug it home.
Man.
And he said he wasn't having that piece of you-know-what sitting in front of his house. And look at today now. You could be burning $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
I like the 55 much more than the 57. I mean, the 57 is pretty, but the 55 looks like a mean,
ride. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, David's the financial preservationist.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's very important. It took me a few years back to finally wake up to the realization that all my money in my cars and stuff. I've been kind of selling them and right. then re-putting me into this, mm-hmm. you know, annuities account with David. Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend that. I'm actually a client of his, and yeah. it's a wonderful service that he does, and recommend the, you know, listeners, if you're listening, to, right. Hey, come on, meet with us, call David, get with him and meet with him and all, and I hope to have a hot rod car by the time this spring we do something.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that's my goal. My project right. is to get another one again
there
for the
go.
Show.
Well, and to add to that, really, like, you're never too young to start saving and start doing these things and getting in these programs and things that David has now, even. Like, you can start as early as, I mean, younger than 18, really. As soon as you get a job, you really should be saving your money, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
You never do.
You know, and talking to Dave not too long ago,
right.
I thought, you know, you needed, like, all this money to invest.
You don't.
It's like
$2,000
is like, and
that's
I'm like,
it.
Who doesn't have $2,000 that they can invest and turn it into a whole lot more money?
Right. And I mean, like I said, you can start now. Honestly, yep. you should start now. If you haven't started, you're like,
should have started,
you know,
yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. You are.
Yeah. There you go. Boy, I tell you what, you guys are all over.
Y'all. And if we needed to call Dave, what
what's
number
that number?
yeah, there we go.
279-7431. Let's see, 279-7431. The Facebook page is
Earnest Financial.
There you go. Over there,
good old Earnest Financial.
Over there on the Facebook.
Yep.
We want to do one night, maybe Monday night. We want to do a live.
Yeah.
One night,
and
one
guys, Monday there's night. There's an Instagram too, which is Earnest Financial is the handle. We've got a website, all Retire right. with Earnest. And I believe if you do get a consultation, we do have on our website that you can get a month free at Anytime Fitness.
What? Ooh.
So if you sign up for a consultation, you do get a month free at Anytime Fitness, which is a nice little perk to have.
Yeah. I heard a guy Absolutely. The other day said, I joined the gym last year and it hadn't helped a bit. He said, matter of fact, I'm going down there tomorrow to see what's
right,
going on.
Right.
I'm so upset.
So upset.
Yes.
Right.
Have you still got the little giveaways? I said, if somebody would like to call in, and name the year, my very first running car that I actually had at 16 was a GTO.
Oh, wow.
And somebody could call in, what's the year, the first year they made the GTO? Maybe David hook us up with a gift card or something for a caller if they'd call in.
You think he would?
I know that we can probably do it anytime.
Let's do that then.
Okay.
Now, the question is,
what is the first year of the GTO?
Okay.
I possessed one.
Okay.
I could be rich.
Okay. And you can give us a call right now, 272-9228, if you know the answer.
Right.
And you could get is it a 1 week?
1 month.
One month.
A whole month.
Over there.
A whole month.
Anytime Fitness.
It's time to work on those summer bods, guys.
Yeah, I tell you what. I'm
telling you.
I've decided my summer bod will be ready fall of 2017. My time machine will be working.
There we go.
It'll be, it's 2020, right?
It's 2020.
Okay, yeah. 2020. In hindsight, it's 2020. Hey. Somebody is on the phone. A big winner. What? Could be. And I've got us a song to end up with.
Ooh.
I think you're going to like that. So, yeah. Okay, so we got some
good old Bob.
It's old Bob. Bob's on the phone.
Come on, Bob.
All right, Bob, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, now you know the answer to the question?
1964.
Exactly.
Is
good
that
job,
it?
Bob.
That is it.
All
exactly.
right. Exactly. All right. So Bob, you get that 1 month membership over there at Anytime Fitness, and if you'll just hang on, we'll get Luke to get your number and everything, and I don't know how we'll get that to you. Probably mail it to you, so
or
you'll
something
get
like
your
that.
Address. Yeah,
you know, and a
so
short add to that.
Hang on for me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
A short add to that. Me and my wife went to Missouri last year on a vacation trip, and where Luke's going, we stopped at St. Louis, and there is a big car museum there, mm-hmm. but they sell cars also.
Yeah,
and we were walking through the thing, and lo and behold, I'd almost have to believe it was the exact same one I, you know, just like mine, a red, blood red,
right.
64 GTO, black interior, the same mag wheels I had on it when I sold it back when I was 17 years old.
It could have
there
been.
For sale. It could have been.
That's
it could have been.
A
it's
far.
Like, what's the odds of stopping in a museum and you see, and you're only 80 miles from your hometown
there
where
you
it's
go.
For sale at? So
right.
that was an interesting note on that.
I would have went in and inquired about it. I was like, hey,
hey, I got to ask somebody something.
Yeah, my dad has tons of old cars, too, and I don't know anything about them. He's got, like, a 1953, like, Austin Healey or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, oh, and man. I don't know the others. One's like a nice.
That is a.
It's a whole bunch of Corvettes. Like I don't even know.
Bug-eyed Sprite. It's got big headlights.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's a beautiful car. Man, I love that car. That Austin Healey.
It's like I got a 1973 Hoyt Clagswell tractor.
There
like
you
they, like they had on Green Acres.
We yeah. have a 1942 BF Avery tractor.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? And it works. Cool. We wow. use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a fellow up in Prattville that's actually got a tractor museum. I think it's Gene Jones, the insurance
Maybe.
Guy.
Maybe.
And if you call him up, he'll let you come out and look at his museum. He's got they used to have the tractor pull up there every yeah. year. They
oh,
hadn't had it
fantastic.
In several years. Who's on the phone, man?
Tom.
Oh, Tom?
Tom.
Okay, let's check with Tom and see what's going on. Tom, how are you, bud?
I am loving every second of it. How are you?
Hey, same here, man. We're just rocking and a rolling. We hadn't started rocking and a reeling yet, but Barbara Ann will be here any minute. So, what can we do for you?
I believe I know the answer. To
well, we
question
we,
regarding the GPO.
Yeah, we got an answer.
You did.
Somebody called in, but
what is your answer?
Yeah, what's your answer?
1964.
Yep.
Is that right?
Correct.
I own a 1965 GPO.
Oh, wow.
Currently, I've had it for 43 years.
Wow.
That's
well,
wow. amazing.
Man, you need to keep listening and make sure we get you hooked up to come to the car show.
Yes.
Matter of fact, if you'll hang on, I'll get Luke to hook you up with one of those Anytime Fitness things. How about
that? I have a trivia question for all of you.
Okay. Well, if it's cars now, I'll be out of it.
It is.
Okay. Well, I got car guys here, so.
GTO related mm-hmm. question. It is often answered incorrectly. So here is the question. There is a song called Little GTO.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it.
Who wrote and performed it?
Was now, it not the? It's not the Beach Boys. I think that's the.
That was my
that's,
answer.
Yeah, that's what I'd think of Beach
what
Boys.
What about but, Bobby Darin?
Is that your final answer?
That's mine because that's who I was going to say.
Bobby Darin.
I had to Google it.
Incorrect.
How about Bobby Darin?
Everyone says the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's the normal.
It was not. Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Ronnie and the Daytonas. Huh.
Yes.
Never even heard of them.
Never heard of them. That's one on me, and I go back to those dates, but not quite that far, but.
All right, well,
I was more Led Zeppelin in 67 and 68. Right,
well, thank you for calling, Tom. We really appreciated it.
Hang on. I'm going to get you hooked up with this Anytime Fitness thing.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Well, you know what? I'm already a member of the YMCA, and I go there every morning.
Okay.
Sweet. Good for you. That's
help
awesome.
Me out there.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Did we call him?
He called us.
He called us.
He's so sweet.
All right, gentlemen, lady, it's about time for us to go.
It is time.
And we'll be back. Yes, we'll be back tomorrow night with
thanks for letting it come.
With Terry Adams with the Conspiracy Show. And remember, we're going to be off Friday night. It'll be a classic rerun of something from that we've done already.
Right.
And then David will be back
Monday.
But here's something here as we head out this evening, and this is about as car-y as it's going to get here this evening on the Health and Wealth Show.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Rusty.
Thanks for having me.
It's not play.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.